Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, so Bruce Springsteen just kicked off his 2016 tour. He brings it to the United Center on Tuesday night. Springsteen a couple of times. It's always an amazing, amazing show. But I don't know if so amazing as one person finds Bruce Springsteen shows. Todd Elkai has seen more than 70 Bruce Springsteen shows. Huge fan of The Boss. Bruce is, Todd is a big fan of Bruce. Happens to be a Lockport High School teacher and a soccer coach there. And just recently was awarded the Making a Difference on and off the field award by the PepsiCo company, the PepsiCo Showdown, and the nonprofit group Buddy's Helpers. And Todd joins us on the phone line right now. Todd, first of all, congratulations on getting this award. We all know being a teacher is one of the toughest jobs, yet one of the most important in the world. And you were obviously going above and beyond for your students. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Dean. That's it was quite an honor and quite a surprise.
Tell me a little bit about that, of, you know, some of the things. I know it's probably weird to kind of toot your own horn like this, but some of the things that you do to make a difference for these kids, both on and off the field, in and out of the classroom.
Well, I think sometimes, you know, coaches can get too caught up in winning and losing, and while those things are important, it's more important to teach the kids the life values, you know, determination, commitment, hard work, being invested and showing true heart and character on and off the field. And those are things that I've always tried to instill in my players and students and, have effects on them, you know, that they can carry on past high school.
Good for you. I mean, those are the kinds of values that last a lifetime. So good for you for that. So, you know, a lot of times when, people win awards like this, you know, they get a nice plaque. You know, they get a nice certificate. Your gift that PepsiCo gave you and the nonprofit group Buddy's Helpers was a pair of tickets to see Bruce Springsteen Tuesday night at the United Center, correct?
Yes, it was. It was quite a surprise. It was in front of, we were actually doing a course registration day for our PE classes, and you know, the athletic director came up and took the microphone from me and then handed it to Trost. I had no idea what was going on, and they gave me the award. I was just shocked. I believe I even yelled Bruce.
Love that.
In front of everybody.
So you are a super fan. Cool. You're a super fan. When I heard this story that, not only that you had won this award, you know, because of helping your students, but they awarded you with this cool prize that is obviously so meaningful to you. I mean, you are a super, super, super Springsteen fan.
Yeah, I've been that way, you know, since, you know, my first time I heard Hungry Heart and way back in the early 80s. And it's just kind of, you know, then the first concert I ever got to see was Bruce live. One of my lifelong friends, Steve Rocker, his brother Phil, you know, took us to the show when we were freshmen in high school. And, you know, seeing your first live concert was Bruce, that energy, the power. It ruined me for all other life music.
So you've become sort of one of these people, I guess, that travels around the world to see Bruce Springsteen shows. Is that right?
Yeah, all over, you know, the United States. I've seen him, you know, Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, down south. And then my brother, who actually lives in Poland, was getting married in 2013. So we decided, hey, why don't we pair this up with a bachelor party in Paris for me and my brother, and we met in Paris, the two of us, and we saw a Bruce show, and then we went and checked out Normandy, and then we went to Poland, and he got married.
That's amazing. So seeing a Springsteen concert in Paris, is it a different dynamic? I've never seen, you know, a big, like, arena show like that in another country.
It was interesting because there were a lot more young people there. There were people all over from There were some people that were standing next to us from Prague. There were people there from London. There were people there, from Italy. They were all over. So it was just a big, you know, melting pot of Europe. It was all over. Everyone was just kind of there together. And I had different stories. And it's just, talking to the people, because you get there so early, because we were, in the pit. So we were right up by the stage.
Oh,
and
wow.
So you have to get there, 5 hours early, 6 hours early before the show starts. So you get to know the people around you. And, now with social media, you're Facebook friends with them and talking to them and actually hear from some of those people, hey, congrats, on your story. So it's kind of cool experience.
That's very cool. And you've even talked about how, aside from, liking the music and, traveling around to see the concerts, I mean, this music is meaningful to you. You had talked about how it helped you get through some troubling times personally in your life when you were a little bit younger.
Yeah, when you're, fifth, sixth, seventh grade, and you're going through a divorce, and, it was rough times, and then you're, kind of living with one parent, and you had to find escape, and, I turned to, I just had that connection with the Bruce music, the hopes, the dreams, the struggles, and always finding a way to come through, and it just really had that personal connection to me, and it really helped me get through some tough times. And it's, it's not only just me, it actually helped us reconnect. My mom, we've always had that bond now. My mom's been to probably 12 different shows with me. My sister and I, we flew to Philadelphia when she was 8 months pregnant to see a show. And, obviously my brother and Poland.
That's awesome. That's so great. I love the side story of all of this. But I love that PepsiCo, with their showdown, they do things like this for high school students and teachers and people who are working with young people all the time. I love that, they went the extra mile, and also the nonprofit group Buddy's Helpers also going the extra mile, scoring you these tickets, which are, virtually impossible to get. So you're going to be a Tuesday night show, right?
Yes, I am. I'm taking my daughter, and who's five. This will be her second show. She went to the Wrigley show and when she was two. And my mom, and then my son also, who's three, so he'll be at his first show. But, like you were saying, the Buddy's Helpers, they've obviously had a great effect on me, but the chance that we have with this Pepsi Showdown with 216 different schools, and then you have all those pro, the students, the athletes, and then you have their parents, the number of kids, the impact that you can have off the field with the Buddy's Helpers community service stuff is, it can really go a long way, just getting it out there, and the social media, and WGN giving us the coverage and all that kind of stuff. It's really, the effect it's going to have is astronomical.
Well, good for you. We're happy for you. Congratulations on the award itself, but even more importantly, congratulations on being selected. Lockport High School teacher, soccer coach, Todd Elkai. Here's your song, Todd. It's your hungry heart.
That's it.
One that kicked off your love affair here.
Yes, it did. Hope to see you at the show. That'd be awesome.
I hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us. Todd Elkai. Be back, update the news, and get into our week of theater coming up next on WGN.